Greg was a big liar. Greg asked me to marry him.
It wasn't an honest relationship.
When she moved in with you, you were supporting her?
Yes, she wasn't working the whole time.
I'm working, he wasn't.
So she's lying?
Yes, she is.
Now, time to sort fact from fiction.
He has all the money. I would cash my check and put the cash in his hand. Call me a fool.
I'm not calling you a fool, I'm calling you a liar.
Oh, Your Honor.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Gregory Howard is suing his ex-girlfriend, Janine Thompson, for the value of an SUV that was impounded after she fled the scene of an accident.
Order. All rise.
Case number 43 on the calendar in the matter of Howard versus Thompson.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Thompson, you borrowed Mr. Howard's car. So your boyfriend?
Ex-boyfriend.
He was?
Yes.
Your boyfriend. Well, when you borrowed his car, was he your boyfriend?
Yes.
Where did you go when you borrowed his... It was a truck, actually.
Yes.
Where did you go?
I went to the bank to get him some money.
On what date?
June 5th.
2010?
Yes.
Were you drinking?
No.
Did you have an accident?
Yes.
Did you leave the scene?
Sure, not right away.
Did you leave the scene?
Yes.
Was his car impounded?
Yes.
Did you get it out?
No.
Why?
Because Gregory let me use the truck. We was living together. I didn't take the truck. He told me that here's the truck. You can use this vehicle to get to work and from work. As I'm working, every paycheck was going to Gregory, and he'd give me money off of it. So I was under the impression that Gregory had full coverage.
Not coverage. The car was impounded because you left the scene of the accident.
Yes, they did tow the truck.
They impounded it because you left the scene of the accident.
Well, he could have went and got it. I can't go and get it out.
You were living together. You could have gone with him.
Oh, I went with him.
And paid for it.
He has all the money. How am I going to pay for something? I'm giving him all the money.
Tell me how you were giving him all the money.
I'll get paid. I'll give him the money because we were living together. Instead of me living in my house when I moved into his home, okay, he was paying all the bills.
So you moved in with him when?
In February of 2010.
And were you giving him your check or were you depositing it in his checking account?
No, I would cash my check and put the cash in his hand. Well, I mean, I'm old-fashioned. I believe if the man is taking care of the household and I'm there and he's doing all the expenses, then I would pay my part and give him the money. And if he seen fit, he'd give me something like money for gas for the truck of his that I was using. I'm working. He wasn't.
Were you not working, Mr. Howard?
I was working for a small period of time.
What small period of time?
I started working in April, and I got hurt.
April of what year?
2010.
And prior to that, what had you been doing?
I was unemployed.
For how long?
I want to say about a year.
How were you supporting yourself?
I got a work injury, and I was getting disability, Your Honor.
How much?
$1,300.
And when you went back to work in April, what did you go back to work doing?
Construction.
What kind of car were you using when you went back to work?
I was using a Dodge Durango.
So you had two trucks?
Yes.
So on your disability, you were supporting both trucks for a year?
Yes.
Uncross your arms.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The defendant came to live with you in February 2010. When she came to live with you, your only source of income was your disability.
Yes.
How did you work your finances with Ms. Thompson?
Well, okay, true. She did get paid. And when she was working, she wasn't working the whole time.
Was she working in February?
No.
March?
No.
April?
No.
When was she working?
She didn't start working until, I want to say, May. And that was just a short-term job.
So, the fair statement that when she moved in with you, you were supporting her?
Yes.
Who were you working for prior to February and March of 2010? Who were you working for?
February and March, Your Honor, I was getting unemployment.
So, February and March, you weren't working?
No, but I was getting unemployment.
I don't care.
And it was going to hell.
I don't care. That's not what you said.
I was
working.
February
and March, you weren't working. What about April?
I worked.
Where?
I was a machine operator.
How long did you work there?
Until July.
So you worked there April, May, June, and July?
Yes.
Where did you go after the June 5th accident?
I went to where we live, told Gregory about the accident. He left to go and check on the accident. I went down to my aunt's house, who's an RN, who all my life I've known.
I don't care whether you know her or not. I don't care. Where did you go?
I went to her because I wanted to make sure I was okay.
How long did you stay there?
No, till Gregory called me and brought me home and we made love.
So is what you're saying to me that you never left Mr. Howard's home?
No. Not to do.
Not for a day or two.
No.
When did you ultimately leave Mr. Howard?
In June.
June what?
Of 2010.
Well, I have June. What date in June?
I'm not sure exactly, Your Honor.
Well, this accident happened June 5th, 2010.
It was towards the end because I went to my daughter's house and stayed with her until I got my own.
Tell me the circumstances surrounding your leaving Mr. Howard's house.
Totally. That night, talking about in June?
Well, that's when you say you left.
The circumstances of me leaving his house is because Greg was a big liar. Greg asked me to marry him. Greg ended up in an 18-year relationship. All this came about once I moved into his home. And when I moved out of my home into his home, under his agreement, as well as him getting a U-Haul and moving my stuff out, Gregory got caught into his deceitfulness. And I told Gregory, I'm not leaving here until I get me another apartment because I was at my own home before I moved into yours.
When did he tell you to leave?
He told me in February, the week after I moved out.
February of 2010, he told you to leave?
When I moved out of my house.
You moved in February 2010. When did he tell you to move out?
A week later, after he got busted.
A week later. Okay. A week later, he told you to move out, and you said, I'm not moving out.
Absolutely.
And you didn't move out in February, March, April, May.
Absolutely.
You didn't move out.
No, I didn't.
But during all that time, Ms. Thompson, you were working, and you were an old-fashioned girl, and you used to cash your paycheck from your unemployment and give it to the plaintiff because he's the man of the house and he's supposed to take care of all the bills and everything.
Call me a fool.
I'm not calling you a fool, I'm calling you a liar.
I'm not lying.
Calling you a liar or something daft about what you just said to me.
There's no lying.
Okay, fine.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Be careful, Mr. Howard. You have to use good judgment, sir.
Oh, Your Honor, if you only knew, beware this demon.
And later today.
I was on assistance when I was pregnant.
Was your assistance paying for your rent while you were living with your father?
Yes, my cash assistance, yes.
They were.
Wait, what?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Gregory Howard says ex-girlfriend Janine Thompson owes for an SUV that was impounded after she fled the scene of an accident.
Now, Mr. Howard, your car got impounded.
Yes.
Why didn't you get it out?
Like I said, at that time, I wasn't working.
Just a second. And?
She was driving the vehicle.
No, I understand. She was driving the vehicle. Your car got impounded.
And she said she would get it out.
Well, after 2-3 days, you saw it wasn't coming out of impound, so why didn't you get it out?
I didn't have the money at that time, Your Honor.
Why didn't you sell your other car?
Then I wouldn't have nothing.
No, then you would have a car. If you sold your other car, you would have whatever the $100 was that it would have cost you to get it out of impound, or the $200. You want $5,000 from
her. I would still be out of a vehicle because the vehicle that she had the accident in was totaled.
Was totaled? Well, you didn't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sir, you didn't say that in your complaint. You didn't say that the car was totaled. You said that she didn't go to get the car out. She said she would.
Yeah,
and then you got a call a month later from the impound company, and they sold it. I said, where is he? I don't understand where he was for a month.
I was there, but like I said, the vehicle was totaled. I don't even know how she drove it back to the house. It would have needed extensive money, extensive repairs, and I didn't have it. But she did say that she would get it out and say that she would replace the vehicle.
Well, what was she going to get it out of impound for if she was going to replace the vehicle? That's ridiculous. That didn't happen, especially since you told her to get out of the house in February.
No, it didn't tell her to get out in February.
Well, that's what she says.
No.
So she's lying.
Yes, she is.
She's lying about the fact that you were deceitful, and when she moved in February, you told her shortly thereafter that she should move out, and she said, I'm not moving out until I get another apartment.
Your Honor.
But she didn't get.
She stayed in my house till August of that year. I did not tell her to get out in February.
When she moved out in August, what property did she take with her?
She took most of her clothing. She still had a lot of property there at the house, like a computer, a couple of end tables, exercise ball. That's
a big computer or a laptop computer?
No, small computer.
Small
desktop.
Computer. She left that there.
Yes.
That's valuable. What'd you do with it?
It's still there in the basement where she left it. She could have came and got that at any time, but I was holding it because she hadn't gave me any money for the vehicle that she had wrecked.
Well, now you got all of her property. She's left it there now for almost a year, right?
Yes, she has.
Why don't you sell it?
I was just holding on to it, hoping that I can get some of the money for my vehicle, hoping that she still wanted it.
Evidently, she doesn't.
It's true, she don't.
Bird, would you do me a favor? I'm not sure about either one of these people, but would you, just for giggles, please, look up the value of the 1999 GMC that Mr. Howard is going to show me that he has title for?
I don't have the title, but I have a copy of the insurance papers stating that it was insured and registered to my name.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Envoy?
Yes.
3775.
And is that in what shape?
Private party good.
Miss Thompson, you owe him $3,700. Totals his car. Your fault, your problem. And I assume, madam, on your counterclaim that you have a whole bunch of stuff in his basement. He says you can come and get it if you want it. 5 days from today with a marshal.
And damn it.
At a standby. I don't care.
He has mold in his house.
I don't care. You should have gotten it before.
He wouldn't let me get it.
Let me explain something to you. You're not getting any money. You can go and get your property.
I just want my belongings.
That's what I said. Within 5 days from today, you can go and get your property with a marshal.
Oh, okay. I can take a marshal, because he always going out of town.
Be careful, Mr. Howard. You have to use good judgment, sir.
Oh, Your Honor.
Yes, I know. Thank you,
If you only knew.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
If you only knew. Beware this demon. I wouldn't have got sued had I not sent him a picture in January of me with another man in a negligee.
Like, I really cared about it.
And I told him about the accident. Gregory came and got me, and we went home and made love. That's what we did.
Nah, she wasn't even there that night.
It was good while it lasted. Tomorrow was good.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jackman versus Goff. Step forward, please.
25-year-old Ashley Jackman is suing her former friend, Jennifer Goff, for unpaid loans to purchase household goods. Ashley says the goods turned out to be beer and cigarettes.
Ms. Jackman, you have a child, is that correct?
Yes.
There came a point when you needed a place to live with your child.
Correct.
And Ms. Goff was a friend of yours. You went to her home. You stayed with her for a short period of time.
Yes.
Then you had an argument and you left. You claimed that during the brief period of time that you stayed with her, you loaned her some money.
Yes.
Ms. Goff indicates that whatever money you gave her was for your own living expenses while you were staying with her. Ms. Goff, on what day and date did Ms. Jackman come to live with you?
It was roughly January 8th, 2011.
And according to you, Ms. Goff, you made an arrangement with her that she would pay you $300 a month while she was living with you.
Yes, Your Honor.
How do you support yourself?
I am on county assistance.
And does the county also pay for your rent?
I am staying with family right at the moment, so my rent.
When she lived with you?
When she was living with me, I was working.
For whom?
For Life by Design.
How long did you work for them?
I worked for them about 6 months.
From when to when?
August to January.
Let's be very careful. It's a quick phone call. When did you work for them?
I worked for them from August to about 6 months after that. So that would be August, September, January, February, March. March.
Excuse me? You want to do that again for me? August?
August, September, October, November, December, January.
January is six months.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you move out?
I had gotten kicked out March 15th, I believe.
Did you pay Ms. Goff any rent in the month of January?
Yes, I did.
How much rent did you pay her?
I put $160 in the bank for her, and then she had borrowed some money in January, too, so she just docked another $140 off to equal $300. So technically $300. But we didn't agree upon the $300 right at the beginning of January. We didn't agree to that. It was whatever she could not afford was the agreement, and then I would pay the rest. And then we made an agreement because I had to fill out a piece of paper for my assistance, and we agreed upon $300
a
month.
So you were applying for public assistance because you had been living with your father?
I was on assistance before I lived with him. I was on assistance when I was pregnant.
Was your assistance paying for your rent while you were living with your father?
Yes, my cash assistance, yes.
They were?
Wait, what?
When you were living with your father, was the state paying for your rent living in your father's house, is my question.
The cash assistance, yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
courts don't have the desire or the inclination to go through your 7-Eleven receipts to determine how much money you laid out for her to buy beer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ashley Jackman says her former friend, Jennifer Goff, owes for a series of loans to pay for household goods.
Show me proof of the amount of money that you gave Ms. Goff.
These receipts add up to $1,031.16.
What is that for?
That was random borrowing. That was gas, beer, $60 out of the cash machine at a time. And then there was her writing in my notebook of the money that she had borrowed of $810, and she put bank in.
I'm not looking at those receipts. I will take a look at what she wrote in your book.
There was other random stuff on there that had nothing to do with it.
Who wrote this? Did you write this or did she?
I can't see that from here, ma'am. I wrote the numbers.
What's the 810 bank mean?
The 810 is what was put in the bank.
Put in whose bank?
My bank account for rent.
By her?
Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor, that was not true. That was not for rent. That was random borrowing that she had borrowed. That money was out of my birthday money, my Christmas money. I had some of my son's money in there. Cash that I had saved up.
You lived with her for 2 months?
Yes, 2 months and 2 weeks.
From what?
Saved up. Well, I was working at the time, too, and plus working before I had my son. I had some random cash saved from that, too.
Show me.
I don't have receipts for that.
No. Just show me your bank account where you had all this money in the bank.
I didn't have a bank account at that time. I had a bad bank account with TCF, so I wasn't able to get a bank.
What does that mean, you had a bad bank account with them?
I owed them $300. It was an overdraft, so I couldn't get a bank account, so I carried cash.
Ms. Jackman, I actually don't think I can help you. We can't do this. Courts don't have the capability of going through your receipts for a six-pack of beer that you say she asked you to borrow money for.
It was just
or a pack of cigarettes or gas for her car over a two-month period. We don't have the capacity. We don't have the desire to do it. I don't have the desire to do it.
I just believe I deserve the money back because I'm a single mom and she borrowed all this money promising that she was paying me back.
Well, you're a single mom who's pretty savvy. Did you fill out the papers for assistance?
Yes, I did.
Just a sec. Where did you get the papers from to fill out for assistance?
I went to Sherburne County.
You went to the county. You asked for the papers.
Yes.
You brought them back.
But that was when
I was
pregnant.
You filled them out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wanted money from somebody.
No.
What did you fill them out for?
My county assistants, I filled those out when I was pregnant.
What did you fill? You just told me that you filled out.
Because I needed help paying rent and
well,
I also needed.
Well, that's what I'm asking you, where you said you got new papers when you went to live with her.
Oh, yes.
Am I correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, don't look wide-eyed at me. So you're savvy enough to go down to the county, get the papers, fill them out, know that if they give you some money, you're going to be able to give her some money. Now she has no job because she too is going to apply for assistance. And all I'm saying to you is if you loan somebody money, get a writing.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning is provided by Real Cases, Real People, Judge Judy.
Ms. Goff, courts don't have the will, the desire or the inclination to go through your 7-Eleven receipts to determine how much money over a course of 2.5 months you laid out for her to buy groceries and beer. Don't have the desire. Now, if you had a bank account and you said, I wrote her checks, and on those checks, I wrote loan, she cashed the checks, here is evidence. But the reason you can't have a bank account is because you stiffed the bank. You stiffed the bank out of $300, or you say $300, I don't know how much. But that's why you can't have a bank account.
Well, I have a bank account now.
Great. Then from now on, when you loan somebody money, I'm going to suggest strongly to you that you write them a check.
Okay.
Great. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm very upset.
I'm fine with it.
She's a mooch and she needs to pay people back.
I thought we were friends.
She told me to get out and that I had to take her to court in order to get my money back.
Yes, I did. And then it came to this.
I put my son's toys away. That's what she flipped out about and kicked me out about.
It wasn't just the toys. It was my daughter's getting hurt by her son's toys.
Karma will come and bite her.
Never let anybody live with me ever again.
I'm done. Can I go?